listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at X.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. Donald Trump is lashing out. He's lashing out at the very people who gave him the right advice because he listened to the Laura Levin's and Mark Loomer's out there. And now they're telling him it's our fault for criticizing him. And I'm going to take your phone calls about this. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Remember, according to Donald Trump, we're criticizing him because we actually really want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's obviously what it's about. I mean, look at Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. I mean, clearly, these are people who, for absolutely no reason, would want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's got to be it, right? Again, this is the classic move, the classic projection. You could call it. We could go through my tweet where I actually laid out how this is the only way that the pro-Israeli people argue. I just laid this out in a full-fledged tweet. And it looks like Donald Trump has, or it looks like Alex has responded to Donald Trump. 3 minutes long. Okay, we'll go to that in just a second. I think before we go to Alex Jones and then your calls, I think I want to go to clip number 10 here. I think I want to go to clip number 10. When we come back on the other side, we'll break down how Trump invoked, I think, all of the easily predictable sort of rote standard talking points for people that don't have arguments to make but still feel like they need to say something. We'll go over that, and we'll show you Alex Jones's response, and then I'll take your calls. But first, clip number 10. Here's the latest drop out of Iran. Let's watch.
Hey, orange pig. America first? Oops. Oh, boy. That was the slogan you sold. But Bibi's pulling strings and your vote is getting cold. We're not just fighting for Iran. Hear this clear. Your people reached out to us. Yeah, we got the DMs here. If one nation's gonna stand against the Epstein regime's fear, it's us till the last breath. We've been doing it for years. We're standing here for everyone. Your system ever wrong. They've known all along. The enemy was always you. The real threat wore a suit and sung a patriotic song while selling their own citizens and calling it strong. Stealing from your own people, making them bleed, taking tax dollars just to fund your own greed. They waking up to the lies, the illusions are burst. You screamed America first, now you put losers first. Make Israel great again. Your government is run by pedophiles. They ordered you to die for Israel. They ordered you to die for Israel. They lied to you all. We saw everything. If the public ever saw the files, man, the planet would shake from the level of filth and the crimes in your wake. No wonder Jeff called you the worst, you degenerate snake.
You claimed you never set foot.
You went 40 plus times. You sick bastard, you cooked. We stepping up to the plate. Epstein regime gotta fall. You fake Christian elite sacrificing the ball. Demon, you talk real big for a man with tiny hands.
Tiny hands, tiny things, tiny everything.
We saw everything, and word got out. The smallness kinda expands. No wonder all those rage tweets, all those desperate rants. Overcompensating bully, always causing a scene. You said you love losers. Well, look at your team. Your government is run by.
Your government is run by.
That's really good. That's like the best one yet, I think. It's a good song, and it's all true. That's the craziest part. And the thing is, like, I want you to understand. Again, it's not personal. It really isn't. It's sad. Again, it's just like, okay, Grandpa got into the liquor cabinet and sent some tweets. It's not like, grr, now we have to get revenge. What it is indicative of an underlying condition. It's like, this is the problem. He is blind to reality. He's blind to who's really on his side. He likes to call himself a deal maker, but he just lies constantly and screws everybody over who helps him. It's like, this is the problem. You know, you start looking into, like, why has his first administration, now his second administration, been such a relentless litany of failure? And it's like, this is why. He doesn't know how to work with people. He wants sycophants, even if those sycophants are putting on an obviously fake, you know, play acting to trick him. It's like he doesn't care. He just is fine with that. And so even though, again, we've been his biggest supporters, Owen Schroyer went to jail for him, Alex Jones has been bankrupted for him. And when we're talking about real, I mean, just, again, devastating stuff. Whereas it's not even about Alex. Like, his children have had their inheritance stolen from them by these people that Trump is cheering on. That Trump could have, you know, tried to intervene at any point, launched the civil rights things. He could have been a hero. But, like, this is the problem, is he doesn't care. He genuinely doesn't care about average Americans, it seems to me. Like, that's the idea I'm getting across here. So, again, it's not like, oh, you know, Trump turned on us, so now we're going to turn on him. It's like Trump turning on us is like evidence that he's gone. It's like evidence that it's not worth it to try to, you know, say, hey, he's not the best, but he's all we've got. It's like, no, no, no. He has a serious underlying major dysfunction. That means that he is constantly taken advantage of by the worst people and yet is loyal to them to a fault. And the people who are loyal to him are all just suckers. Seriously. Really sucks. It really does. All right, let's go to this Alex Jones response to Trump's little tantrum, his little tantrum. Let's watch.
Well, President Trump came out on Truth Social and attacked myself and all the original MAGA supporters today. And I'm just so sad that whatever's happened to him has totally changed the man he once was, because he did so much good. That said, it followed just a few hours after Melania Trump came out, unannounced, reportedly Trump didn't know, and said she wasn't involved with Epstein and she supports a full investigation by Congress into the Epstein cover-up. Trump says Epstein's a hoax. So this reminds me of Melinda Gates, Melinda French, when she started turning against Bill, also over Epstein. So Trump's got big problems, folks. And I am just so concerned about this country and the world. Trump's being led around by the nose by Netanyahu and by Mark Levin and others. And it's so sad. The Iran war is a total disaster, a black eye for America. They control the Strait of Hormuz. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing and what we're facing. I supported the old Trump that got so many good things done. But at the end of the day, I just feel sorry for him and pray that God touch his heart and soul and free him from the demonic influences that he's under. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a nightmare. We know the Democrats, the left, are absolutely terrible. But when Trump's calling for wiping out whole civilizations and acting like a supervillain, I have to come out and say I don't support it. It's that simple. So again, Trump's own wife came out in an unannounced press conference today and said the Epstein crimes are real and that she wants the victims to be in front of Congress and the cover up to end. That's the opposite of what Trump's saying. Looks to me like she's breaking with Trump because she knows the ship's sinking, has found out the truth. Elon left 8 months ago saying he's in the files as a cover up. I never saw any evidence of it, but he's acting like he's guilty. We know he's protecting Howard Lutnick, who said he didn't know Epstein to go to the island, and he did. So all I can say is this is a terrible day. And it's a nightmare for America and the world. But I'm going to tell the truth, report on the facts, no matter what it is. Was I somewhat naive? Did I defend Trump too long? He did so much good? Yeah, I did. Are people that, you know, said I defend him too long, are they right? Yeah, it looks like they are. Fine to a victory lap. But I did it from a place of believing he was the lesser of two evils. And I guess at the end of the day, justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's no such thing as lesser of two evils. So I took the establishment attacking him as the sign I should support him. I took myself being attacked for supporting him as a sign I should support him. And now it's certainly clear that this new Donald Trump is somebody we should support, and I'm not. So I'm energetically opposing him. I'm calling for the 25th Amendment if he continues to call for nuclear war and genocide. Hopefully he backs down. We'll continue to report this as it unfolds, but that's the facts. Melania Trump, they've said, you know, was turning against Trump years ago. I never believed it, but now she's definitely countermanding what he said and done, saying there's nothing to Epstein. She's saying there is. It should be investigated. I stand with Melania Trump, and I stand with the truth. I stand with the victims of Epstein against the Epstein class. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. God bless you all.
And again, support us at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Because we've always operated like this, and you know, it was kind of a strange, you know, thing to not actively be hated by the people in power. You know, it turns out we were. It turns out they just, you know, do realize it wasn't popular to probably express what they really think about us. But this is where we belong, I suppose. Telling the truth and hated for it. Supporting Americans and despised by the American elite. Opposing war, despised by warmongers. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I completely agree with everything Alex said. It's just sad what's happened to Trump, how he's changed and who he's become and who he's serving now. We can go to a few more videos here. We can go to clip 24 here. This is President Trump announcing the fact that we're going to move to cryptocurrency, as he also is being used as a vessel to usher in the Mark of the Beast digital currency system. So let's watch.
Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology. Who would have thought we would have been saying that 2 years after?
Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought that you'd completely go over to the enemy? Who would have thought? It's shocking, really. It really is shocking. So, I mean, I think this is an opportunity. I really do. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we're not going to go to the left by any means. We're farther to the right than Trump is, obviously. We're just not Israel first sycophants. So is this not an opportunity? I mean, it's like, fine. Fine. Like, I've been through this in my own life, right? It's like I was saying, like being betrayed, this whole thing, or like, you know, you kind of try to ignore the fact that somebody's mistreating you. And you're just like, it's fine. It'll go back to normal eventually. And then, like, then they do something to you that's, like, so egregious. You're like, whoa, that was a slap in the face. Okay, I need to move on. That's kind of what this feels like. It's like, okay, that's the signal. We need to move on. Maybe this is the breaking of the chains that we need. Maybe we do need to decouple completely from anything to do with Donald Trump, and we need to create a coalition to oppose him. Again, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, obviously not his, we're not on the right. I mean, we're not on the left. We're not socialists. We're not, you know, cheering for Muslims to take over. But at the same time, who we thought Trump was, he's not. He's just not the person we thought he was. So, you know, we need a new creation. We need a new manifestation of this movement. And it's not right wing and it's not left wing. It's American. It's America first. And of course, that was what Trump said. Of course, we now know all that was a lie, but the sentiment was true. And now we just need to carry on that sentiment and not so much base anything on what Trump is doing, but instead just establish for ourselves, stake out our own stance and perpetuate that, which is what we've always done. And we just need to do it, you know, with the understanding that we are in diametric opposition now to both Donald Trump and the Democrat Party and the socialists. So, you know, maybe this is the opportunity. Maybe we should do a big event with all these people. Maybe Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones can like share the stage somewhere and do a big event. Maybe that can be the beginnings to a new political party, something like that. Maybe we need to take this as a sign. It's like, okay, all right, you don't want us there. I guess we're going to have to go make something new, and it'll be accurate and truthful, and we won't put our hope in a traitor. It's very sad. It's very sad what they've done to us. Well, what they've done to him. Let's go to clip 31 here, a little before and after. A little before and after, in case, again, you're wondering who changed here. In case you need a reminder of who's the consistent one and who's not, I could show you videos literally from the early 90s of Alex Jones being exactly who he is now, saying exactly the same things he says now. Let's take a look at a little compilation comparing Donald Trump 2016 to Donald Trump 2026. 31, clip 31. Let's watch.
You're not going to support me, even though you know I'm the best thing that could ever happen to Israel. You're not going to support me because I don't want your money.
I love Israel. I'm with you all the way. You will be bigger, better, stronger.
A lot of bad decisions that are being made for the benefit of lobbyists and special interests. You better get rid of the super PACs because they're causing a big problem.
We have to get the people of our country, of this country, to love Israel more. That are Jewish people, that are great people, they don't love Israel enough. You know that.
The donors, the special interests, the lobbyists have very strong power over these people. They have a lot of control over our politicians. And I don't say that favorably.
And I said, this is our first Jewish president.
Look at the way he's got his arm around him. Look at the way that he manhandles Trump. Can you imagine? That's the president. Mark Levin's the president. Have you seen anybody manhandle Donald Trump like that, putting his arm around him, putting him in a headlock, pulling him down to the microphone? God, it's just disgusting, honestly. The lack of respect. It's a power move. Pull up that last clip. Pull up the last frame of the video we just saw. You tell me if that's not Mark Levin humiliating Donald Trump. You think Donald Trump likes being touched by that little goblin? It's a power move. Mark Levin is displaying his dominance over the president of the United States. His dopamine receptors are firing on all cylinders as he knows exactly what he's doing. Watch me stick my finger in the face of the president, pull him down to my level, and call him the first Jewish president. And watch, he's going to go along and he's going to let me do it. That's what we're dealing with here. And that's what Trump is showing himself to be. Let's go to your calls now. Jordan in Michigan, thank you for calling in. What is your take on Donald Trump's pathetic meltdown here?
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I just want to let you guys know I love your show, number one. Number two, I had a TBI back in December, a traumatic brain injury.
Oh.
They had me on all these narco pills and everything, and I switched to the methylene blue last month, and I haven't taken any of those pain pills, and my headache has, like, disappeared.
Wow.
So thanks for that.
That's amazing. So that's not your average everyday thing. I mean, you had a real medical situation.
Yeah, I was in a bad car accident, and about the size of a quarter they cut out of my brain, my skull.
Wow.
So the headaches were bad. It was getting out of hand. And I saw a guy that you guys gave it to. He was a veteran who had a TBI. I think he was blown up in a vehicle overseas.
Yep.
And he claimed the same thing. And I was like, well, I got to give this thing a try. And I did. And literally, like, the first day I took it, it was, like, within 30 minutes, like, I felt just at ease, energy, clear. It was the best.
That's incredible. Well, that's great to hear. But, hey, look, you don't need a traumatic brain injury to feel the effects of ultramethylene blue. But that's the thing. It's like whatever... You know, whatever your problem is, you know, ultramethylene blue is going to help with it. Same thing with iodine. I say it all the time. You don't know what the effect is going to be. So that's amazing. I love hearing that, that our products are able to help you with such a sounds like horrifying situation you're in. I'm glad you're doing better now, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And then another thing I wanted to add, too, is, I mean, I feel like we've just been lied to. I mean, I voted for Trump in 2015, 2020, and last year in 2024. And it's just like he did a 180. Like, oh, no new wars, no war with Iran. Oh, we'll end the war with Ukraine. This and it's like, oh, we're gonna stop the people coming across the border. We're gonna build the wall. And not one thing he said has came true. So it's like, I mean, I feel bad for him at this point. Honestly, I don't know if he's just that controlled by Israel, or if they really have that much power or what's going on. But
maybe you're just too low IQ, Jordan. Maybe you're just too dumb to understand how brilliant that not building the wall and starting new wars and not throwing any of the deep state in prison and not doing anything to get justice for any of the crimes against Trump himself or the American. Maybe you're just too low IQ to appreciate the things Donald Trump really has done for us. You ever thought about that, Jordan?
Yes, I forgot. He's doing, what is that, the level six chess or six-level chess?
Yeah, 6D chess.
6D chess, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, you just don't understand. You just can't see it. You're just too low IQ. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Jordan. Of course, I appreciate it. Of course, I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking. And this is why it's so absurd. And you don't need to be a crazy conspiracy theorist or whatever just to be like, what the hell? We voted for him to do one thing and he did another. It's not actually that complicated. I appreciate the call, Jordan, and I'm glad Methylene Blue is able to help you with your medical condition there. That's really great news. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama now. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Melania, she's known for a long time, I'm pretty sure, and finally just got the gumption up, and it takes time, and she's such an educated woman to pull that press conference off just on a whim. That was a beautiful move, but at the same time, she's got to be protecting Barron from. I mean, I think she just. In other words, Trump probably isn't getting to snuggle with her at night. Does that make sense?
Well, no, I don't really understand. Expand on that a little bit.
Okay. Everybody that said open up the Epstein files, now they're getting bashed. Now she just got done saying, open up the Epstein files. Let's do it. I mean, she didn't say that, but full congressional Congress. I mean, she sounded like Marjorie Taylor Greene with a thick accent.
Right.
Like,
he's going to come out. Melania's an idiot. I'm dropping Melania. Melania Dump. I'm going to call her Melania Dump because I'm dumping her. Yeah, who knows? I mean, hell, he'll do it to anybody. We don't know. Being married isn't necessarily a protection from Donald Trump's impotent wrath.
Yes. And then the other thing is, have you seen that guy on X? He's got to be an intel guy because Kyle Serafin, and I don't know if he knows him, but they interact on X. The artist formerly known as Jess.
You know, I'm in contact with him. He was supposed to come on not too long. I know exactly who you're talking about. Elfson Jess, I think is his name on X. We're getting him on the show very soon. Don't worry about that. He's great. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He had to kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric? Supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance.